Hey. Welcome to the Faithfully Confident podcast with Christian confidence coach Courtney Berry. That's me. This podcast was created for those of you who God called to become entrepreneurs and you desire the confidence to pursue a business. If you're starting on your journey and want to learn all things faith, confidence, marketing, and sales, you are in the right place. If you enjoy today's episode, share this episode on your social and tag me at SheBloomsFaithfully on Instagram. I'll catch you later and enjoy today's episode. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe. Hello. Welcome to another episode. Oh, so happy we are live and doing this again. Oh, I miss recording. I miss it. All right, so now let's get started. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about insecurities and confidence and just pushing through it until you figure it out. And what I mean by that today is I don't want you to ever let your own insecurities stop you from doing what God placed on your heart, because we live in a world where social media is just, everybody's lives look so perfect. Everybody looks like they have it figured out, but they don't. They don't have it figured out. They're constantly figuring it out every single day. What you see on the surface is just what they want you to see. So take that into consideration as you look at other business owners who have the clients, have it figured out, have the programs, have the ads, the marketing, everything that you see, that you wish, that you desire, that you had. But they started at one point in time where you are today. They had to figure it out too. So let's just push those insecurities aside, that comparisonitis aside, and just do the thing that God placed on your heart, okay? Do not let those insecurities stop you from pursuing God's purpose for your life, because He will equip you and He will qualify you and you will get there. It just takes some patience and some perseverance and that reassurance with yourself that you can do this. You can do this. You just need the patience and the time to figure it out. So don't give up on yourself. I know your business brings you joy, so go find that joy within again. If it's something about, say, like strategy or a task that doesn't light you up, then stop doing it. It is your business. You get to choose how you run your business. You are the CEO of your company. Well, I'd say more like God's the CEO, but you run the company. He's the CEO. And it's between you and God what is going to happen in your business and how you're going to move mountains and when you're ready to move those mountains. He wants success within you. He wants to see you succeed. He doesn't want to see you struggle. He wants to see you succeed. And when your insecurities and your self-doubt and those fears rise up, acknowledge them. Take the time to step back and acknowledge them. Don't push them aside. Acknowledge them. When fear comes up and that discomfort arises, it's a good thing. It's a good thing because that means that you are growing. And when you're growing, beautiful things happen. So acknowledge those fears. Acknowledge those insecurities. Acknowledge that self-doubt. Assess it and be bold and courageous while working through it, because it's tough. It's tough when you see them and you look at them with a lens and you get that perspective of like, whoa, am I really thinking that about myself? Am I really thinking of giving up on myself, giving up on my business? Am I really letting that one person tell me how to run my business? Am I really letting those people, you know, tell me that, you know, my business isn't worth running, that my business isn't, I'm not worthy of doing this? Like, social media has like so many trolls on the internet that it's sometimes hard to have that confidence in yourself to go, no, they have their own things they're dealing with. This is me. This is my business. This is the thing that God placed on my heart to do. Their opinions do not matter. The only opinion that matters is God's opinion. And are you listening to His words? Are you listening to what He wants you to do today? It's never about them. You know, It's about what God wants you to be doing. And are you pushing through that discomfort to take action in a way that He wants you to take action? It's never about you. It's never about, you know, how, let me just regather my thoughts here. Okay, where are we going with that? It's, so with that discomfort, even if you say, for example, are uncomfortable with how, you know, you're showing up, you know, say, for example, you're not confident enough to do a Facebook Live. Remember, it's never about you. It's about them, your audience, the lives you change, your clients. It would be selfish if you were to quit on them because you're not looking at the full picture. You are in this until you figure it out. So remember, don't give up on yourself. Your business brought you joy once upon a time. It can bring you joy again. You just need to take that time to step aside and reassess your business. I'm constantly reassessing my business every single day, every single week, every single day. I ask myself at the end of the day, you know, what went right? What went wrong? What can I do different? What brought me joy? What worked for me? What didn't work for me? I'm constantly asking myself the right questions so that I can continue to grow and push forward. And I want you to start doing that for yourself. I want you to grow. I want you to expand. I want you to get where it is that you truly desire, where God wants you to be. But if you give up on yourself now, if you let those insecurities and that self-doubt stop you and that fear that rises up stop you, just remember, those usually start coming up when things get really good, when things are going amazing. That is when those start to rise up, and that's the enemy. That is the enemy going, oh, I don't like what she's doing right now. Oh, I need to poke the bear a little bit. I need to give her a poke. I need to poke her. I don't like what she's doing. I don't like where she's going. I need her to stop. So you're going to get those fears. You're going to get those doubts. You're going to get those lack of disbelief in yourself and question if you're doing it right. Question if you can do it again. That's a big common one that comes up. Let's talk about that. Questioning if you can do it again. You know, you signed the client. You made the sale. Can I do it again, though? Can I really do it again? I just got it paid in full. Can I do it again? Of course you can. Of course you can. And you know why I know that? I know that because you did it once. And once you do something once, you can do it again. You can multiply it. You can continue to grow and expand. And I can't remember the scripture. I'd have to find it again. I wish I had it for this podcast episode. But God will provide multitudes. He will multiply things. When you are following your purpose and you are listening to His word and His assignments that He's giving to you, things are going to multiply. And you are, again, just like I mentioned in last episode, you're going to shake your head and look at your life and go, is this really my life? Is this really what's happening right now? And you're just going to scream and like shout for joy, like, oh my goodness, I can't believe this is happening. That's what's going to happen, you guys. So anyways, I'm going to end this episode here because it's, again, a little longer than I wanted. I'm trying to keep these nice and short and sweet for you guys. But remember, this is 2023. Amazing things are going to happen. Let's keep that confidence going and let's just keep thriving in our life, in our business, in our relationships, and let's just make it an amazing year, you guys, okay? So remove those insecurities, remove that self-doubt, remove those fears, just acknowledge them and figure out why you're having them and like what you can learn and grow from them as they come up, because they're always there to teach us something. If they show up, they're also a lesson. Everything that comes up in your life is a lesson. You can learn from those. You can, if you take the time to acknowledge them, there's always going to be a lesson. And today, I want you to take away from this podcast episode to remember that you are in this until you figure it out. So take the time to figure it out. What's going right? What's going wrong? How can I change? How can I bring more joy? What isn't bringing me joy? Why did I start this business? What clients do I enjoy working with? What program is like on my heart that I want to create? What programs do I love? Like, ask yourself those questions and keep going. And remember that you are in this until you figure it out. You don't have to give up because something is going wrong. Something is going wrong right now because something isn't right. Something along the way caused you to hit a roadblock, caused you to hit a detour, and you just kept going because that was how you did things. But it's okay to pivot in your business. It's okay to change things in your business if something doesn't feel right. Anyways, I feel like I'm going on a totally on a tangent, and this could be an entirely different episode. So stay tuned. I'm sure that will come. But anyways, God bless you. Have a wonderful day, and I will see you next week. If you made it this far in the episode, I wanted to take a moment and just personally thank you and share truly how grateful I am for your support. I really do appreciate you more than you know. And if you'd like to show more support with the podcast, please share it with others so they can find it, post about it on social media, and don't forget to tag me at She Blooms Faithfully. I love to connect with my listeners and hang out with you guys on Instagram. It would also mean a lot to me if you took a moment and left a 5-star review and rating. Thanks again, and I will see you next week.